In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Here might I stay and sing. No story so divine. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. Dear saints, we spend this day praising God for the death of his Son, for our life, and the life that continues to flow from that death to us today. There is life in baptism. There is life in communion. There is life in faith that boldly confesses that even unto death, she will not forsake her faith. We began the day with the confession, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And the story of Jesus is the God King who came to us in love. And the story of Christ's church, which is our story, is this God King who is still coming to us in love. And so I have a story for you. A pastor friend of mine was visiting a member who is shut in at a nursing home. And he was carrying his little box that carried the bread and the wine. And he checked in. And the woman who was checking him in looked like she wanted to say something to him. But she didn't say anything. So my pastor friend goes and he communes his member. And he comes back to check out, and the woman finally speaks to him and says, pointing at the little box, "You think you have Jesus in there, don't you? I don't need Jesus in there. I have Jesus in my heart." Now, my pastor friend wanted to say a lot, but he didn't. He said one thing. "I believe you do have Jesus in your heart, ma'am, and God be praised for that." Now, what he wanted to say was this: "I believe you do have Jesus in your heart, ma'am, but how did he get there?" Indeed, we stay and we sing this divine story today from the heart. But how did it get there? These young ones and you, dear saints, you love Jesus. But how did that love get there? There is a desire for you and your children to receive the gifts of baptism and of the Lord's Supper. But how did that desire get there? Miss Amelia will boldly confess that she will be willing to die rather than forsake her faith. But how did that bold confession get there? And indeed, how does that love and how does that desire and how does that boldness and how does that story stay there? You see, as Christians, we thank God that we have a King who came to us. We hear the story of Christ's passion, and we can say, "That's God right there. That is my King who came to me in love." Jesus is not God in a box, but he is God in the flesh, loving us, dying for us, praying for us. And this Jesus took on a heart long before he ever entered this heart. Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. And blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We can sing his praise. We can sing his presence. We can sing his praises because, dear saints, Jesus is present. Jesus lives. And Jesus is here. Jesus is here to dole out his gifts. He gives you his word. And that word is living and active. Hebrews chapter 4. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he doles out his gifts in baptism. He cleanses us with water and the word, Ephesians chapter 5. He saves us through the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, Titus chapter 3. Baptism now saves you, 1 Peter chapter 3. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, Mark chapter 16. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he comes to us in Holy Communion. Jesus says, "This is my body. Blessed is he who comes. This is my blood. Blessed is he who comes." Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup has communion, fellowship with the body and blood of Jesus. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You see, we don't say, "I don't need Jesus in there, and I don't need Jesus in there, and I don't need Jesus in there, because I have Jesus in here." We say, "I have Jesus in here because he still comes to me in there, and he still comes to me in there, and he still comes to me in there. Blessed is he who comes." For us, wherever two or three are gathered, there I am, and he is. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age," and he is. "I will never leave you or forsake you," united with you in a death like his, certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. It's beautiful, dear saints. We have a baptismal font right here, but on funerals, the casket is right there. These things preach to us. These things tell stories. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And because he still comes to us, every single one of you is warned that every Christian is warned that if he stops coming to you, in here, from there, and from there, and from there, he won't be in here for very long. Because we don't have Jesus dwelling in our hearts by nature. The Passion reading from Matthew today shows some of the things that dwell in sinful men's hearts, our hearts. From the cowardice of Pilate, to the fickleness of the world that once yelled Hosanna to Jesus and then yelled crucify him, to the lies and the jealousy and the rage of the Pharisees and the chief priests and the elders, to the cruelty of the soldiers and the criminals who mock him and speak evil things. I do believe, dear saints, that you do have Jesus dwelling in your heart, and God be praised for that. But Jesus also warns you of what you have by nature coming out of your heart. Evil thoughts, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Mark chapter 9. Scripture says that our sinful hearts come with hopelessness and despair. Luke chapter 24. Scripture says that our sinful hearts are hard and slow to believe God's word, or even straight out don't believe his word at all. Our hearts can be weighed down by the cares of this life alone. So God be praised if we have Jesus in our heart. Because then he can begin to do battle against some of the ugly things that are also dwelling in our hearts. One of the promises that these young ones will make today is that they will keep coming to church. And one of the promises that you will make, dear congregation, is that God will use you to help them keep coming to church. You should lead by example. You should encourage them with your words, and you will pray. Our promises are necessary, but our promises are not what we depend upon. We stand upon the promises of God. His promises don't fail us, even when we fail him. Jesus is here. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The story of Christ's cross and passion is that Jesus could not come into our hearts without first answering for what our hearts have by nature, what we deserve. The story of Christ's passion is you see wrath, you see anger. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's what I deserve. Separation from God, that's what you deserve. Eternal punishment, condemnation, temporal and everlasting punishment. But that's not what you get. Because when you hear Jesus' passion, you hear that he gets that for you. So that you might get what he has, his righteousness, his innocence, his purity, the status of God's child. Pilate tried to wash his hands of Jesus' death. He's a coward. And Jesus still needs to keep coming into our hearts through the water and the word, through the hearing of his holy word, through the receiving of Jesus' body and his blood to continue to wash us of all of our cowardness and our brokenness and our rebellion and the broken promises that we have not kept. But that's not how God sees you. He sees you as holy, blameless, without spot or blemish, beautiful, clean, washed. He continues to come into your hearts so that you might boldly confess with these young ones today that you too renounce the devil, and you renounce all of his works, and you renounce all of the devil's ways, and you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is another day in which we sing God's praises. We praise God for what he has done and is doing for us. And we look at these young ones today and we rejoice in what God has done for them and is doing for them. We rejoice that they have come to Jesus and that they love Jesus and that they believe in Jesus. But more than that, today is a day in which we rejoice that we have a God who came and still comes to us that we might come to him, and who loved and loves us that we might love him, and who began the faith in us and will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. I do believe, dear saints, you have Jesus dwelling in your hearts, and I do believe you need to remember how he gets there. In Jesus' name, amen.